Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gouten, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles who are getting ready for Super Bowl 52. Of course, on Sunday night, they take on the New England Patriots. And Brandon, there's still a part of this that feels a little surreal when you think back to when this season began, you know, training camp in late July. Very few people thought it would end up here.
Yeah, it's really crazy how the Eagles have defied expectations this year as a whole when you think about looking back to before the season. Then even during the season, yet again, once people really did buy into this team, you know, Carson Wentz goes down with that injury in week 14. And, you know, I think even the most optimistic of people have to think at that point that, you know, it's going to be a lot tougher to get to the Super Bowl with Nick Foles and with things going forward. And yet here they are. They've defied those expectations at every turn. I think that's a big reason why it's hard to pick against this team, because they continue to prove people wrong. And it's been a great ride. And honestly, no matter what happens, it's hard not to be proud of this team. But at the same time, I mean, they're this close, so you got to finish the whole thing.
One of the things I find fascinating, when you have a franchise with the history of the Eagles, it is amazing to me that they could be in a Super Bowl game and really have no pressure on them. But I really feel like it's just this confluence of events between the type of season they've had, the Wentz injury, who they're facing, and the way they won the NFC title game. I don't think it's possible for any other Eagles team to be in this position and really have no pressure on them.
I agree with that completely. It's very much a unique situation here. Obviously, if the Eagles lose, people are going to be disappointed, and rightfully so. It's a missed opportunity in that sense. But at the same time, I mean, you made it this far with when you probably shouldn't have, in terms of at least people didn't expect it, and they achieved so much despite losing these key players: Carson Wentz, Jordan Hicks, Jason Peters, Chris Maragos. You go down the list. And it's been impressive what they've been able to do to get here. I think the Patriots, if you're in their position, I think there's all the pressure, because, sure, they've won a lot before, but at the same time, I mean, what does it say about your legacy when you've lost not only twice to Eli Manning, but to Nick Foles as well? So I think, you know, the Patriots are obviously going to be remembered as a dynasty, and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are going to be remembered as the best ever, regardless of really what happens on this Sunday. But I think, you know, it doesn't certainly enhance their resume if they lose this game to this team.
Eagles offense against New England defense. What are the keys for the Eagles, though?
When you look at the Eagles offense, you know, I think they should, for the most part, when you look at this on paper, they should be able to move the ball on this Patriots team. This Patriots defense ranks 26th in opponent yards allowed per play. Teams have been able to move the ball on them. They're 31st in rushing yards allowed. So I think, again, the Eagles should be really able to attack this Patriots defense. I think running the ball effectively would be huge for this team. You keep Tom Brady off the field. You set up the play action. You make things easier on Nick Foles. Make it so that he doesn't have to carry the team through the game. I think that's the ideal. So you should hope to see a lot of Jay Ajayi, a lot of Corey Clement, maybe some LeGarrette Blount mixed in situationally. And then on defense, you know, it's easier said than done, but you're going to have to get pressure on Tom Brady. And really, you know, when we say that, it's not just about the edge rushers, Brandon Graham and Chris Long and Derek Barnett and Vinnie Curry and all those guys. It's going to be a really big game for Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan. Those guys are going to need to create that interior pressure on Brady, because you're getting that edge pressure. I mean, Tom Brady's able to step up in the pocket and kind of avoid that at times. But if you're getting right in his face and you're kind of making him have to roll out or be uncomfortable, I mean, that's just not what Tom Brady really can do as effectively. You know, he's not this guy who you want on the move. So being able to generate that interior pressure is going to be huge in this game.
How do the Eagles deal with Rob Gronkowski? Because I think that's going to be a big, big detail, or not detail, but this is a big situation that the Eagles will have to be on point for.
Yeah, Gronk is a monster. He's just a really, really great, he's an elite tight end. He's not only as a receiver, but as a run blocker too. I mean, he's the complete package at tight end. I think Malcolm Jenkins will probably get matched up on him a lot. I think that's a good matchup. Not one necessarily completely in the Eagles' favor there, but I think that's one that the Eagles have some confidence in just based on how they've gone up against some other tight ends this year. You know, none of them have been Rob Gronkowski, but I think back to when Malcolm Jenkins was on Jordan Reed or some of these other guys he's had to cover throughout the year. I think he's done a good job. I think Malcolm Jenkins typically does better against those bigger tight ends as opposed to going up against smaller, shiftier wide receivers. That's just not his strength. I think he'll have some good battles with Rob Gronkowski. Gronk will probably win some of them, but I think Malcolm Jenkins will also win some of them as well. So that'll be a really big matchup to watch.
One of the interesting things about Bill Belichick, his defense in big games, they almost always kind of key in on one key element on the opposing offense and really neutralize. I remember in Super Bowl 39, they did a great job keeping Brian Westbrook out of space and not letting him get big plays. Who would be the Eagle, you think, if they're going to take that approach and really going to try to neutralize someone on offense, who do you think is the most likely candidate?
I think it would have to be Zach Ertz. I think it's hard to do what that is, the Belichick method of trying to take away that best player. I think Zach Ertz would probably be the guy they would try to take away, because I think that kind of makes life easy on Nick Foles, having that guy over there in the middle of the field to kind of convert those first downs and move the chains and keep things going. We've seen, obviously, Zach Ertz have a great season. So if you kind of take him away, I think it makes life a little harder on the quarterback, not to the point where there aren't other options on this team. But I think, you know, if you're looking to get Nick Foles in that rhythm and kind of get his confidence going, kind of try to get some of those RPOs going over the middle of the field, I think Zach Ertz is the guy who the Patriots are going to try to take away, although it might not be so easy for them because their linebackers aren't great. They might have to move a safety down or switch something up there to get creative with stopping him, but that'll be an interesting matchup to watch as well.
Brandon Lee Gouten, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for Super Bowl 52, Eagles and the Patriots. Brandon, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
You can read my work on BleedingGreenNation.com. You can check out BGN's podcast. That's BGNRadio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gouten.
Brandon, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.